gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, the place you go for news, information, and free speech. Free speech doesn't come cheap. Somebody's got to pay the bills, and it can't just be John Stadtmiller digging into his own pockets. I don't know how deep they are, but you've got to help out. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send shekels. Also, go to nationalbugle.com. You're going to find all the stories that Mark Dankoff and I are going to be talking about, but you're also going to find the CoSertified app. CoSertified, it's totally our sponsor, and it will help you lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Plenty of stuff to talk about at nationalbugle.com. I'm giving a brief interview to Sputnik International after we get off the air here in regard to the present situation with Trump and the First Lady and the COVID-19 test and all of the political fallout from that. So that's on tap, and whenever Sputnik runs that, we'll certainly get that up on the big board at nationalbugle.com, along with a lot of other stories that will be up in the next 24 hours off of a series of news sites, including some that I have bookmarked here for our immediate consideration. I'm away from my studio this afternoon, but fully ready to go.
Okay, we are ready to go. So, of course, the big news is Donald Trump's got coronavirus, which means he's dead as a doornail, isn't he? Nobody survives this.
Well, the fact of the matter is that 99% of the people who get it survive it. And in this particular case, it's going to be fascinating to see how all of this plays out in terms of the COVID circumstance, because Trump engages in a full recovery. That's a problem for the Democrats. If the president, for whatever reason, does not engage in a full recovery, then we're going to be looking at Mike Pence, who I think, whatever you think of Pence, serious concerns about his Christian Zionism, that's a matter of public record. But I think Pence would prove to be a far more formidable opponent than most people think he would be at this point. But we're simply going to go with the assumption that in 10 to 14 days, the president is going to be back up to snuff, we pray, to make sure that this is, in fact, an even Steven deal in terms of the election. This will do to the whole issue of civility and political debate in terms of this acrimonious environment that we see going on in the United States right now when it comes to this particular election and all of these demographic changes and cultural and political changes in this country in my lifetime that have produced so much division. We'll just have to see how this plays out and how the American people react to this as opposed to, say, what they did with the shooting of Reagan 40 years ago.
Right. Now, so Donald Trump needs to be in quarantine for, they usually say 2 weeks, but maybe it'll be shortened to 10 days, whatever. He has to be in quarantine for a while. Either way, he will be ready to go toe-to-toe with Joe Biden at the next debate, which I believe is the 15th of October. So he'll be in time for that.
Yes.
And, you know, in the meantime, he's supposedly in quarantine, but there's all sorts of stuff he can do in terms of giving interviews and whatnot. Joe Biden, for his part, has been in quarantine for the past 8 months. Hardly leaving his basement. So we'll see. Trump in quarantine will probably be campaigning a lot more vigorously than Biden in whatever state he's in. So we'll see how that goes. Now, before we move on to other things, I've said this on two other shows this morning. What do you think of this? I mean, I've always thought that Trump was, you know, somebody potentially with a target on him, that there's a lot of people who would like to assassinate him. I mean, they've thrown everything at him but the kitchen sink. I mean, with the Russiagate, Mueller probe, all these hoaxes, getting Flynn out of office using the Logan Act. Nobody's been prosecuted with the Logan Act. What, ever? The Ukraine and the impeachment and then collapsing the economy with this coronavirus hoax and the riots and everything. They're just throwing everything at him. I've always thought he was a target for assassination. And with, you know, given the history of poisoning of, you know, certain leaders, poison plots against certain leaders, the idea that Trump could be poisoned, and even if they got, you know, if he's poisoned, he dies, they'll say, oh, it's a coronavirus. If they get caught, they'll say, oh, it was the Russians. Am I being, like, excessively paranoid? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm just saying an increased risk. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the mere fact that you and I would be speculating on this on the air is indicative of the environment in which we live. Both of us are college educated. Both of us have graduate school educations. Both of us presumably are very measured, responsible people when we do commentary on the air. The fact that we could be thinking about something like this, is an indication of the fact that we have moved into an entirely new world in terms of this whole issue of the deep state, in terms of the merger of the deep state with corporate media in the United States. And as you point out, looking at the whole history of this, Russiagate and the Steele dossier, looking at Ukrainegate, looking at the situation with General Flynn, looking at the totally outrageous falsification in terms of mainstream media on the spin on CDC COVID-19 statistics. You know, Michael Voris at the Vortex has covered this. Ron Paul has covered it extensively. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has gotten in there fighting Gates on this whole issue of vaccines and 5G cell phone technology and all the rest of it. When you add to that this latest situation involving the president, we simply have to ask ourselves this question. In terms of revolutions, orange revolutions, in this case we have a president with orange hair, right? Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, looking at all of these color revolutions, certainly examining the primer for coup d'etats going all the way back to 1953 with the CIA and Operation Ajax, that became the model for what happened a year later in 1954 in Guatemala with the Arbenz regime. Mm-hmm. And then fast forwarding.
And we know all that from the church committee hearings in the 1970s. It's all public record.
Sure. Those of us old enough, as you and I are, Dr. Slattery, to have watched those Frank Church committee hearings on the CIA, know full well the kind of methodology that is employed not simply by state intelligence services that are traditionally considered to be enemies of this country, but folks, let's speak frankly, our deep state has been involved in all kinds of criminal activities for a very long time, including an involvement, I believe, and I think this statement can be substantiated, in the assassination of Kennedy in 1963. And so when we fast forward to this current circumstance involving what was clearly an operation that has now been revealed, proven, that Hillary Clinton and her people at DNC were planning this fusion GPS Steele dossier thing in conjunction with John McCain and others, even before the 2016 election was decided. We start talking about Russiagate and Ukrainegate. You start speaking about this whole issue of Trump's tax returns and some things about all of that that have not been discussed in mainstream media that we'll have up on nationalbugle.com, presumably in the next 24 hours. And then you add to that all of this, these other things that have happened that are clearly being aimed at Donald Trump, including the Flynn situation. It's quite obvious at this juncture that the COVID-19 thing, whereas we have every reason to believe that it was simply something probably contracted from Hope Hicks, an aide to the president, and that this is how the president and the first lady subsequently were exposed to the virus. We assume that that's what happened. But because of the day and age in which we live, and all of the nefarious things that have involved the exposure of the deep state at various points along the way just in the last 20 years, 9/11 being one example, the coup in Ukraine being another example, this whole business of the assassination of Soleimani being another example, all of the different things going on in Syria with the attempt to take down the Assad regime that power mongers in both of the major political parties have been involved in. You know, you start examining all of this, plus the things that the mainstream media has never covered in regard to the McCain crime syndicate, which is basically an extension of the Meyer-Lansky Israeli crime syndicate. You know, the things media does say, the things they don't say, the things that they falsely spin, the things that they ignore, virtually anything is possible at this point. And so we simply hope that the conventional explanation of what has happened to Mr. Trump and the First Lady proves to be the correct one. But nonetheless, the fact that we would entertain the idea that more could be involved, I don't think is that illegitimate when you look at the record on this thing since 2016.
Yeah, and what I'm not suggesting this is going to happen. I'm not saying he's been poisoned. I'm saying he's, you know, he's because he has the coronavirus. It would give plotters some sort of cover that he could, you know, perhaps be poisoned. And then, well, he was weak, he died from the coronavirus. I'm not saying it's going to happen. In fact, I think it's very unlikely. I'm just saying there's an increased risk. But if you're talking about likelihood, if you asked somebody, if you went back 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago, and you said, what do you think is more likely, that President Trump would be poisoned, you know, by an assassin, or that the elite would completely collapse our economy in order to protect people from catching a cold, and there would be massive riots on the streets because a black person had a drug overdose induced heart attack while in police custody, you know, and become the pretext for, well, you could call it a color revolution, you could call it a people of color revolution. Which do you think would be more likely? I mean, we're living in the midst of the most, I mean, even people who said that the economy was going to be collapsed, because there were people who were saying that, they all thought, oh, it would be some intrigue with the Federal Reserve, or the stock market, or Goldman Sachs. Nobody predicted this stuff that we're having, that the economy would be ordered shut down because of, you know, what's basically a coronavirus is a bad cold.
In most cases, that's right. And this gets back to what we've already talked about with what Michael Voris has run on the Vortex in this very fine video entitled Arrest the Democrats, which you can see on YouTube, or whether you're looking at Ron Paul's Liberty Report to get the real spin on this in terms of what this COVID thing really is in terms of statistics and this whole issue of shutdown. This whole issue of shutdown, to me, as I understand more about these actual statistics, underscores the fact that COVID-19 and the shutdown methodology can be, I think, honestly understood as the latest extension of what began with Russiagate as a means of forcing Donald Trump from office by the deep state. I think of a couple of movies that are dated movies, but well worth our time in terms of watching, and underscore kind of the state in which we might find ourselves as a country now. One is The Salamander. And The Salamander, or Salamander, stars Franco Nero and Anthony Quinn, among many others, Claudia Cardinale and others. Take a look at that film, folks, in terms of what happened in Italy and the way in which an assassination was undertaken to remove a head of state as a prelude to a coup. And, of course, the whole thing was sold to the Italian public is a question of a heart attack. Take a look at that movie sometime, The Salamander, if you could find it, with Anthony Quinn, Franco Nero, and Claudia Cardinale, or a Clive Owen's film, The International, which deals with this whole question of the relationship between central bankers and the deliberate destabilization of governments and the eradication of anyone who gets in their way. So take a big look at both of those films if you have a chance this weekend or beyond, because in conjunction with going all the way back to, say, the Kennedy assassination, we can get into more recent history and see that between what really happened in 9/11 or what we believe really happened to start these Middle East surrogate wars in earnest, whether we speak about the last four and a half years on what has been going on with the deep state and all of these situations that were designed to destabilize and delegitimize Trump, it certainly looks like this COVID situation and the shutdown of the economy and the deliberate falsification of CDC statistics, not by the CDC itself necessarily, although there's been some inflation there too, but the way in which the media is interpreting these statistics, this all points to another facet of what has been a coup d'etat that certain people have been working on for the last four years.
Yeah, coup d'etat. So there's something I want to ask, and this ties into the whole coup d'etat, perhaps even the very origin of the whole coup d'etat. There was some news that came out just, I think, the day before the debate. And, of course, we had the debate, and now we've got this coronavirus news, which is liable to push the Hillary email news out of the news cycle. And I want to ask you, because perhaps you were able to read up on it better than myself, but at the beginning of this week, or maybe over the weekend, there was some new revelations about, I guess, what the Russians have. It involves the Russians uncovering the Hillary plot to. It involved her being tied into Christopher Steele, getting that whole Christopher Steele smear dossier to our own FBI in order to promote the Russia hoax.
Via John McCain, folks.
Via John McCain.
Whose wife, Cindy, second wife, Cindy, once John McCain's mistress while he was still married to his first wife, by the way. Cindy McCain, the daughter of Jim Hensley in Arizona, the Arizona bagman for the Meyer Lansky Israeli crime syndicate. That's Cindy Hensley McCain. She has jumped into this thing big time in recent days with a major spread given to this publication Axios online, axios.com, where she talked about how terrific Joe Biden is and that Donald Trump has to be defeated at all costs. It was her late husband, John McCain, who was the conduit between Christopher Steele and Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS on the one hand and the FBI on the other, which based upon McCain's sales job took this dossier directly to the FISA court where the federal judges then authorized normally illegal surveillance of all of these Trump people based upon a dossier that came from an incredibly compromised source who is prodded on by the loser of the 2016 election and the Democratic National Committee, not simply the fact that all of that was going on, but then there's this ongoing issue of Seth Rich. July 10th, folks, in 2016, what really happened to this kid who was murdered in downtown Washington, D.C. one evening and who is thought to be the conduit of all of this information that wound its way to Assange and WikiLeaks. Seth Rich, a Jewish kid from Omaha, Nebraska, was working at the DNC, was a very strong supporter of Bernie Sanders, and so there is credible circumstantial evidence that suggests that it was Rich, not the Russians, who gave all of this information to Assange in much the same fashion, of course, that John McCain was the conduit between Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS and Hillary Clinton and the FBI and subsequently the FISA court. Seth Rich takes a bullet or two in the back. He's dead in downtown Washington, D.C. one night. Absolutely nothing was taken off of this kid whatsoever in terms of his belongings. And yet the D.C. police ruled the probable motive in his sudden death to be robbery, even though he had his wallet and his watch and his ring and everything else that night. No evidence that anyone attempted to remove anything from his corpse. So in regard to understanding Seth Rich and Seth Rich's hard drive and what is believed to be credible information.
And we got 20 seconds.
Seth Rich lifted this stuff from the DNC and was passing it along to Assange and WikiLeaks. This is certainly something that the Clinton people and the DNC don't want revealed, because if law enforcement in this country got involved in this in a serious, legitimate way, which they haven't up to this point, if there was a congressional and or senatorial investigation of the death of Seth Rich, then all of a sudden we would be looking at the high likelihood that Clinton, once again, with the would have added to the Clinton body count. This is already very sensitive. Seeing online.
And we'll be right back after the break.
And get it on my shoulders, say the things you used to say.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And make the world go away.
And we are back. And so, Mark, you know, part of my confusion about the Hillary Clinton news is because while the whole Russiagate thing, the Russia hoax was going on, I was fortunate enough to be able to listen to the late Stephen F. Cohen on John Batchelor's show every week. Who was talking about how Hillary Clinton was involved. I really wasn't able to see what was new about this, and it's probably because I just had so much better information in real time. What was new about this story with Hillary Clinton? Because I always knew Hillary Clinton had a connection with it. Are you able to tell me why was it that the Russians themselves are saying that they've got evidence that Hillary was involved with Christopher Steele? What's the aspect of this that's new?
Perhaps the aspect of it that is new, and I'm speculating on this, I don't have hard information on it, but my impression is the Russians have been insistent from the beginning that they had no substantive interference in the American election in 2016. Mm-hmm. The Mueller investigation to the tune of $32 million could not come up with anything substantive in regard to these Russia charges. And it may well be that at this point, now that the Democrats are playing this Russia card again, that perhaps a decision has been made. I say perhaps, I don't know this, by the highest levels of the Russian government in conjunction with their state media to begin putting out what they really know, what they, the Russians, have really known up to now about the Steele dossier in Hillary Clinton And maybe the real bombshell might be that the Russians know far more about the death of Seth Rich than they have ever even breathed publicly. So this could be a sign, and I say could be, I don't know that it is, but this could be a sign that the Russians are prepared to come out with more public information to the American electorate before the election to basically say, hey, Clinton and the DNC want to start fingering us again. Biden wants to start singing that same tune. Here's what we've got on this, folks. Look at it for yourself. Evaluate for yourself whether or not we interfered in the 2016 election or whether we're interfering in 2020. Ask yourself some questions about the death of Seth Rich. And by the way, if you're really interested in getting into the whole business of a foreign government interfering in American elections, you might start out with Israel above everyone else. Whether the Russians would actually say that in public or not, I don't know. But I think that there are hints with this latest information that Stephen F. Cohen and John Batchelor were talking about before Dr. Cohen's untimely passing, that quite possibly this is what is behind this, that the Russians have been sitting on this information in terms of what their own intelligence services know. And it may well be that Mr. Putin and Mr. Medvedev and significant people in the Russian FSB and in the Russian state media have said, hey, we got to start showing the world what complete bunk this Russiagate stuff is, especially when Mueller and his crowd spend $32 million on this investigation, come up with nothing substantive, and now all these anti-Russian snowballs are being thrown our way by Biden and by the DNC and Bernie Sanders and all these other people. Let's let the world at least know some of what we know that will absolutely strip these people as they run naked down the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've seen that before, but that's a whole other story. So with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government, they have been pretty quiet on a lot of this stuff. And you think that they're accused of meddling in America's sacred election. And if you look back over the past 35 years, Russia, 35 years ago, at the onset of the president of the Gorbachev era in Russia, it was the core of the Soviet Union, and then there were Soviet satellite states in Eastern Europe and elsewhere. And under President Gorbachev, those satellites were released. Completely released. Even East Germany, a former satellite, was allowed to merge with West Germany and become part of NATO. Under the next administration of Yeltsin, which I think was a complete disaster, but still, the former Soviet states were allowed to go completely their own way. There was no obstacle to their independence. And even under President Putin, when you think of post 9/11, he cooperated completely with efforts to, help find the culprits, and didn't complain about American bases going into former Soviet states like Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and whatnot. So the notion that Russia is the expansionist, that Russia is interfering in other countries, especially the United States, it's so laughable on its surface. And yet the Russians have been so restrained in countering this whole Russia hoax thing. What do you make of that? And we only have about 30 seconds before the break.
Inside of an enigma, Churchill said, a riddle wrapped inside of a mystery, inside of an enigma, in any order you choose.
And we'll get to that on the other side of the break.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
And we are back, but before we go to the stories, the enigma wrapped in a question mark in a Chinese dumpling. What of it?
I think it was riddle, mystery, enigma, as I remember.
Okay.
But I never liked Churchill. That's why I didn't master that one.
Okay. Anything you want to say about the, the decision by the possible decision by Russians to start releasing more of what they know, or do you think you've covered it pretty well already?
I think we've pretty much covered it, but you know, this could be the start of something as significant as the Russian release of the Venona papers after the end of the Cold War, at least Cold War One, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get into this whole business of the Venona papers. And all of this stuff that the Russian government, in a gesture of goodwill, released on KGB activities and NKVD activities over a very long period of time, it could be that we're about to see the release of something that's a trickle at this point that might end up becoming a flood. And of course, at this point, certainly in terms of Biden and Harris and the DNC and especially the Clintons, they have to wonder, gee, what do they have? What are they going to release? And when are they going to release it? And I suppose that this would be a means whereby Putin and company could keep the Democrats guessing as to what the Russians have, what they're ready to release, and when they're going to release it. That could end up being a bigger October surprise than anything else that might come up between now and the election.
Okay. I'm sure we have a bunch of other stories, because the news doesn't stop just because of a debate or the first couple gets coronavirus. What else do we need to know about?
Well, there's a breaking story that Joe Biden now has gonorrhea. No, that's a joke, folks.
Well, he always had foot and mouth disease.
He had that, yes. That's extremely bad humor in the context of this present situation.
Does he have scurvy?
Former vice
scurvy or rabies? Has he been tested for rabies?
I don't think he's been tested for rabies.
How about beriberi?
He's not having any drug tests taken. He's certainly not having any brain scans between now and the next debate that might reveal whether or not he has chronic traumatic encephalopathy or something. I'm sure the former vice president's medical issues will continue to be an interesting source of conversation between now and the 15th of October. And we'll just see what happens. But here are some of the other stories on nationalbugle.com, folks. These stories will be up in the next 24 hours, in addition to some things that were added on Monday. But let me whip through some of these as quickly as I can. Again, nationalbugle.com for all of our National Bugle Radio listeners on RBN. And, of course, people looking and listening to UK Generations also consult our big board at nationalbugle.com, as well as a lot of other folks around the world in international state media that talk to me from time to time. So here we go. Armenia puts National Army units on full combat alert as shelling hits the capital of Nagorno-Karabakh. That comes to us courtesy of RT. The creator of Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine.
Hey, just before we move on,
to help the White House.
Mark, do you have any insights into this Nagorno-Karabakh struggle between Armenia and Azerbaijan? Anything we should know about?
Well, I think that certainly we at some point maybe we should come back to that, or we'll really get bogged down in the whole history of that conflict.
Right.
But I think one thing that can be said immediately about it, it's quite obvious when you have Christian Armenia on the one hand and you have Azerbaijan on the other with its overwhelming Muslim population, and you have Turkey threatening to intervene on behalf of the Azerbaijan. And, of course, Erdogan's Turkey, for better or worse, is a part of NATO. What if the Russians become involved in this? You can see that the Russians and Iranians are extremely nervous about what's going on in this regional situation that could become a lot more global if folks are not really careful. So I think that's where we'll leave it at this point.
And Iran,
next time, do a whole show.
And just Iran has a massive Azeri minority itself. That's its number one minority.
Yes, it does, especially in the northwestern part of the country. The fascinating thing is that Iran recently shot down an Azerbaijani drone. This is really getting to be quite wild. And maybe the next go-around next week, we can do a full show on this and get into the whole history of that conflict and what is likely to happen. If Erdogan gets involved big time, this could become not only the threat of a wider war in the Middle East, it could become a domestic issue in the United States with all of the Armenian Americans that live in this country, especially a lot of them that I know in the Los Angeles area.
Fresno.
So we'll keep an eye on the story.
Yeah, Fresno. Yep.
Yes. Everything from Fresno to L.A.
Yep.
So, well, here we go. Creator of Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine offers to help the White House staff after the president and the first lady test positive for COVID. Here's one from RT as well. How long before they tear it down? Twitter warriors asks, as they ready for trans activists to go after a statue of Harry Potter. I pointed out on Twitter that John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio doesn't like Harry Potter either. So that would be quite a spectacle if Pastor Hagee was, in fact, helping these trans activists pull down that statue. He certainly has the weight to do it. So we'll see if Pastor Hagee turns up in that capacity as a joiner of sexual revolutionaries for 5 minutes and tearing down a Harry Potter statue. Keep an eye on that story, folks. Here's one from Peter Schiff, also from RT. Dollars going down regardless of who's elected U.S. president.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story that we can't get away from.
Right.
Here's
one thing about Peter Schiff. He's correctly predicted 50 out of the past three economic crises.
Yes, this guy has a long history of being right about a lot of things, folks, which makes that story all the more credible. Take a look at it. Here's another one from RT. President Pelosi, as Trump gets COVID-19, the House Speaker is emphasizing continuity of government, quote unquote. I wrote Ms. Pelosi and I said, you sound like Alexander Haig with tits and high heels.
But Alexander Haig was in charge.
Alexander Haig was in charge here
at the White House.
Reagan was shot by Hinckley in 1980. Now Nancy Pelosi is emerging from the shadows to assure us that she is ultimately in charge of continuity of government. Oh, boy. Okay, here's one for you. The Duke of Woke, Harry's hypocritical Black History Month and the lecture that he gave on it shows how out of touch he is with his own people in Britain. That's on RT.
Yeah.
The Lou Rockwell people ran a story on Prince Harry the other day where the author of the article, whose name I can't presently remember, referred to him as Pinko Prince Harry.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate, of course. And we'll keep an eye on the prince and maybe give him 2 minutes of our time next week.
Isn't that whole Prince Harry thing and Meghan Markle, isn't that a dumpster fire, albeit a very posh one?
Yes. Definitely a dumpster fire, folks. I couldn't say it any better myself. That's why we have Dr. Slattery on here to bring those kinds of metaphors to us.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
That's right. Big bucks involved in this. Another one from RT. They've had a lot of good posts today. Azerbaijan has not requested assistance in Nagorno-Karabakh, but Erdogan says that Turkey is now ready to step in and to help. Look out, folks. Now, here's something from Twitter that's totally ridiculous, but RT posts that nobody's getting nuked. Pentagon says doomsday flights following Trump COVID-19 positive testing are totally ridiculous in terms of the spin being placed on all of this on Twitter, and I presume that for once the Pentagon is absolutely correct. Here's one from Eric Stryker at UNTS Review, Authoritarians and Jews, the Push to Normalize Pedophilia. I've not read that story yet, but I scanned it quickly before we went on the air. That's a lot of information in that article, folks, that we will get up on nationalbugle.com in the next 24 hours or less. Here's one from John W. Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. The election has already been hijacked and the winner decided. We the people lose. That's what John W. Whitehead is telling us today. You can find that at lourockwell.com. Now here's one for you. CNN, Fox News paid Kimberly Guilfoyle's former assistant $4 million after sexual harassment charges. I editorialized on this on Twitter and sent it to several ladies that are going to interview me on Sputnik in a short time in regard to Trump and COVID. And I basically reminded these ladies that I took my mother to see Kimberly Guilfoyle and Donald Trump Jr. here in San Antonio when they both made an appearance last October. It was my mother that wanted to go, so I dutifully took her down. And I mentioned to these ladies at Sputnik that at no time did Ms. Guilfoyle show me any pictures. And that's probably because I'm now on Medicare. Nonetheless, we continue with these stories.
But it's just to remind people who this Kimberly Guilfoyle is, she was somebody, was she a Fox News personality originally?
Yeah, as I understand it, she at one time was married to Gavin Newsom, the
she
governor
was.
Of California.
Right.
That certainly improves my perspective on her that she left that guy.
And now she's with Donald Trump Jr.
Fox News time in the middle.
And by the way, she's older than Melania. I don't know what difference that makes when your father's got a trophy bride, but if you know he's going out with a woman who's older than his stepmom, I don't know. But no judgment there. I'm just pointing it out.
Yes, and certainly if Kimberly and Don Jr. Turn up with COVID-19, then the Russians might bring all kinds of vaccines in here. Nonetheless, we continue. Biden says he's praying for the health and safety of Trump after the president's diagnosis. That comes to us from Business Insider. Here we have something from Sarah Wilkinson on Twitter.
Didn't Putin send his good wishes before Biden or anyone else?
That I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if he did.
I think so.
And, you know, maybe he sent Biden something that has some microbes in it. We simply don't know at this point. So Sarah Wilkinson, Syrian diplomat, says his country will never clinch an agreement with the Israeli regime and undermine the Palestinian cause. Here's one that we took off of Russia Insider, Charles Bousman's publication. Vladimir II, this is a 12th century a Russian monarch, Vladimir II freed Russia from Jewish oppression in 1113, banned usury, crippling the nation, founded a Christian empire. I haven't looked at that article yet, but it's interesting enough that it will be on our big board tomorrow at nationalbugle.com. And I'll look this weekend at the story itself because I think it will be for very, very interesting reading. Mark Simone at Twitter says that there's more bad news for controversial Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has destroyed New York's economy and has people fleeing his state in record numbers. Moody's downgrades New York State and New York City credit rating. Take a look at that story. We will get it up on the big board at nationalbugle.com. Breitbart News tells us that the New York Times claimed that Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017 is wrong, based on a flawed understanding of how taxes are paid. Again, I have not yet read the story. I will read it this weekend, but we will have it up for you at nationalbugle.com. The American Conservative weighs in, the debate disaster. Take a look at that story. And we get to something that Caleb T. Malpin of RT posts on his Twitter page. The Uyghur separatists have now joined up with the Rajavi MEK death cult. You need any more proof this is a neocon regime change operation? Question mark, says Caleb T. Malpin. We will watch that story heavily. There will be something else up there on the MEK MKO organization on nationalbugle.com in the next 12 to 24 hours. Here's one from AlMazdarNews.com. Syrian mercenaries suffer heavy losses against Armenian troops. Tends to go back and forth in terms of various things being reported by alternative media as well as mainstream media on what is going on between Armenia and Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. Maybe next week, Dr. Slattery and I can zero in more definitively on that story and what it means and what the dangers are and how the United States maybe helps to facilitate some kind of a deal there without, we hope, becoming more directly involved. Here's one from Omaha Outdoors. Kyle Rittenhouse acted in lawful self-defense in Kenosha. Take a look at that story. Father Joseph Gleason's Russian Faith has one for us that, according to an aide to Joe Biden, disapproval of homosexuality must disqualify Christians from the Supreme Court. Take a look at that one from RussianFaith.com. I'll have it on our big board at NationalBugle.com. In the next 12 to 24 hours. The United States, according to that same Russian Faith site, is fomenting conflicts between the Orthodox and the Catholics in Belarus. That's a report on the statements made by the Russian foreign minister in that regard. This looks like what we have in Belarus is just another version of what was taking place in Ukraine in February of 2014. And we all know, folks, who was behind that. And undoubtedly, those same Zionist neocon forces are involved in this thing in Belarus now as a means of trying to surround Putin's Russia and to continue to isolate him politically and militarily. But folks, for reasons we'll get into perhaps next week, it isn't going to work. It isn't going to work. Turning the clock forward, that comes to us from the American Thinker in regard to this whole issue of what's going on politically in the United States now. We will get that up on the big board at nationalbugle.com. Lou Rockwell has a post on what major stores went bankrupt in 2020. It also includes Gold's Gym, where I used to work out. I don't know if Gold's Gym has declared Chapter 7 or 11. I suspect it's 11, but that article will have the information. Here's one for you.
That is, you know, that I just wanted to interject for a second. It's so sad what's going on with gyms, with karate studios, with just all sorts of places. This is and working out is something that boosts your immune system. This is the last thing that should be happening is putting these places out of business.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are just some of the ramifications, folks, of what has been happening with this COVID-19 lockdown. And I noticed again that Gold's Gym was on that list. I'm not sure. I'll have to go back to the story to see whether or not it's chapter 7 or chapter 11. I suspect it's 11, but we will see. American Conservative has the story, How Our Pointless Wars Made Life Hell for Religious Minorities. That is very, very much something that ought to be seen. Doug Bandow, I believe, wrote that story, and he was telling us that ISIS, which persecuted Yazidis and Christians, was effectively created by Washington's war in Iraq, and they're just the first example. So Doug Bandow weighs in at the American Conservative with that story. Here's one from Kavor
Kalmasia. And this will be the last one before the break.
From Syria Insider. While the Western mainstream media has invested 10 years of time, effort, and millions to convince the Western people of the so-called moderate rebels in Syria, Erdogan made them mercenaries in the eyes of the entire world in 3 days.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans. Then we met up with the British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Couldn't catch 'em down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And we are right back. And we are back. And, with regards to Gold Gym, Chapter 11 would mean that they would reorganize but keep open, and Chapter 7 means that they would just have to sell everything out and go out of business. Is that it?
Correct. And I'm not sure which of the two it is in the case of Gold's Gym. We certainly wish them well in terms of being able to survive this thing. Mm. And let's hope and pray on their behalf. I make no money off of them. I'm not involved with them anymore because I have a little gym in my own house. Is one of these old guys that needs to protect himself. But nonetheless, we wish them well. We hope that it is Chapter 11 and not the 7 alternative.
Okay. So what's next?
Jim Jotras, folks, who has done a lot of work. He has a long time reputation as an American diplomat. Jim Jotras has done a terrific job of exposing the machinations of Pompeo in regard to Ukraine and in regard to using LGBTQ against the Russian Orthodox Church in Ukraine, which historically has had oversight of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. In this piece entitled American Greatness, which comes to us from amgreatness.com, I'll get it up on the big board at nationalbugle.com tonight or tomorrow, Jotras urges us to read this story. He says it's a devastating read, how Trump failed to help his base. We'll still vote for him, says Jotras, like in 2016. The alternative is much, much, much worse. But nonetheless, that story definitely is something that each and every one of us needs to take a very, very close look at. The Gateway Pundit is reporting, latest document dumped by DNI Ratcliffe shows that the Hillary camp likely launched the plot on Russia 2 weeks after the Seth Rich murder and 4 days after the WikiLeaks release. Jim Hoft gives us that story from the Gateway Pundit, and we'll get it up on the
And that helps answer some of my questions from earlier in the show. So there's that timing connection with Seth Rich and with WikiLeaks. Okay, I got it.
Exactly. Here's something from a guy who bills himself as General Flynn 357 at Twitter.com. Joe Biden bragging about using extortion to have a Ukrainian state prosecutor fired for investigating the shady business dealings of Biden's son. We will get that up on the big board. That will enable you to look directly into the story. Have you noticed, folks, that Joe Biden is trying to build himself as some sort of a civil rights figure and someone who really is benefiting from all that the Democratic Party is doing now, directly and indirectly with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all the rest of them? We ran on, or will run on, nationalbugle.com on the big board, a piece from the New York Times years ago. Joe Biden in the era of mass incarceration shows him standing there with George Mitchell, and pardon this, but it is the quote. Biden says, lock the son of a bitches up, unquote.
Well, and did he have a point?
He had a point then. The problem now is, according to the Gateway Pundit, is he's saying that Antifa is an idea.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of an idea, Joe? I mean, these guys are revolutionaries. Jim Hoft writes the same story for the Gateway Pundit. Joe Biden says Antifa is an idea. After Antifa, BLM rioters caused $1 billion in damage in U.S. rioting and looting since May. Okay, and yet the problem, according to people like Chris Wallace, is apparently the danger of white supremacy. People like Wallace and Christopher Wray of the FBI and other assorted fellow travelers.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the show. I do want to point out that yesterday on Tucker Carlson's show, he blasted Trump's in-laws, meaning Jared Kushner, for the Trump campaign sending out all of this stuff talking about Biden's past as a, you know, as somebody who opposed busing, whereas Trump has released, you know, hundreds of thousands of crack dealers from prison. And Tucker pointed that out. Final words, Mark.
Yeah, final words, and I'll get this up in the big board. We have to ask ourselves a fundamental question about Amy Barrett, Trump's nominee to replace Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. What is the history of Amy Barrett with a religious organization called People of Praise, and what has now come out on a past Barrett link to the MEK-MKO organization, terrorist organization, presently in Albania, that was assassinating Americans in Iran, Alevis, Iran, several generations ago, and where the MEK, of course, now shows up in the same circles as the late John McCain, Rudolph Giuliani, John Bolton, and others. What is Amy Barrett's past MEK-MKO?
We'll have to get to that in the future show, but thank you so much for joining me, Mark, next week. So stay tuned. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.